You're listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, David Wiederhaft, Luke Donovan, and Clayton Walker.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 6 here of Hound Pound Sports Talk here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, David Wiederhaft. Alongside me, as always, my good friend Luke Donovan. Unfortunately, our third guest, Clayton Walker, cannot join us today, but we do have our play-by-play announcer for the Cromwell Grounds football team this year, Charlie Maurer, here with us in the studio today. Charlie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So,
as talented wide receivers, but none of those guys really are that all-star. I mean, the backbone of this Cromwell offense is the ground game.
And then when they need to open it up to the air, they have guys like Colton Parker, Baron Smith to go deep, and they have guys like Zach Gish, who's a little bit more consistent in the short pass game. So when they have their offensive ground game working like it did in the HSC game, they're going to be productive offensively.
Yeah, and you're right. North Central has Richard Hamilton. Other teams have like Omar Cooper, mm-hmm. a star wide receiver who you can just throw it up to, have him go make a play. Cromwell doesn't have that. I mean, the closest thing probably is Colton Parker, and we've seen him made some spectacular catches in this season for sure. But like you said, it's kind of it's an offense that has to be done all together for them to be successful, and they did that against HSE, and they're going to do the same thing against Westfield because they just routed Fishers, 42-14. So, I mean, it's not going to be an easy game for sure, but it's got to be a group offense. They have to play well together. It all starts with that offensive line, but again, you don't have that Richard Hamilton person or maybe even a David Bell last year with Warren Central who you can just throw it up to, have him go make a play. So it's definitely impressive how well the Greyhounds have come together on the offensive side of the ball. And
welcome back to Hound Pound Sports Talk here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, David Wiederhaft. Joined alongside me, as always, my good friend Luke Donovan. Joined alongside us in the studio, Greyhound running back Dylan Downing. Dylan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So, Dylan, the team going 6-3 in the regular season, then getting your guys' first sectional win against HSE last week. What were your kind of thoughts on the team's performance in the regular season?
We were good, but offensively, we needed to change a lot of things. We needed to come out fast and just be more efficient on offense and defense. And I think we showed glimpses of that in HSE, and we're still trying to work on it.
So, you guys did get that 28-14 win in HSE. What were some adjustments that you liked in that game, and how do you carry that moving forward now into Westfield?
Probably the attitude that we had going into the game. We had confidence, and we knew that we could beat them, and we just wanted to pound them into the dirt, and I think that's what helped us do so.
Yeah, and you talk about the attitude of the team. How does the mindset of the team change now that you're full swing into playoff season?
I think the bye week helped us rest up and have a renewed sense of energy, and with that came kind of like a sense of fun again, I guess, something like that. And it just allowed us to play freely and have fun while doing it.
What has made this senior class special for you?
I mean, these are the same guys that we grew up playing with and went 4 years through high school together, and it's just coming to the end. And I think it's a special time because we have to take it because it's bittersweet and it'll be over before we know it.
Looking back at the stats in the regular season, the team rushed for just over 1,200 yards on the ground. How has a stable running game kind of helped propel this offense all year?
Our running game is like one of our best aspects of our offense, and having arguably four great running backs in our offense just allows us to have diversity in what we can do and how we do it.
So you guys had three losses in the regular season. What did you learn from each of those three losses, and how have you guys tried to improve off those losses?
Offensively, I know that we just had to eliminate turnovers and make sure that we came out strong, because statistics show if you do those two things, your percentage for winning, it comes out stronger. So that's what we had to fix.
And Dylan, against HSC, the team ran for 250 yards. All told, what helped the running game work so well and kind of propel your offense to those 28 points?
We had a mix of run-pass options, so we would have maybe Zach White or JD running it, and then me out in the slot mm-hmm. running a bubble. So like they had to make sure that they took care of both of us, and that's what opened up lanes for both of us, for all three of us, and it was a good time.
Yeah, we saw you play more snaps out at the slot receiver, led the team in receptions in that game. We like your diversity. How does that really impact your game and make you more usable on the offense?
It just allows me to do more things and have a different type of job every week, and it's honestly really fun. It's a nice change.
And Dylan, so you have several college offers from multiple MAC schools in Washington State, so congratulations on those offers, and take us through kind of what the recruiting experience is like.
It's a stressful thing. You don't know where you end up until signing day in December, and I still don't know where I'm going, and it's a roller coaster, but it's also been fun meeting new people and learning new things, and we'll see where I end up.
Looking back on your entire Greyhound career, what has been the most memorable experience with this football team?
Probably last year with the group of guys that we had just playing and going to state. I knew we didn't come out with the right outcome, but it was just a fun group of guys because that's who I would always hang out with on the weekends and stuff like that. And that senior class and seeing them go was hard, but that was probably one of the best times.
And now, Dylan, looking at your game and your skill set individually, who is kind of one current or past running back in the NFL you've modeled your play after?
And you said in the NFL?
Yeah.
Maybe like Alvin Kamara or something like that. You can catch out of the backfield. You can put him in the slot, and you can also run the ball. So,
So upcoming on Friday, tomorrow, you guys are taking on Westfield. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
It's going to be a good one. We can't overlook them, and so we have to come out and play our game and play tough, and it's going to be cold, so whoever can withstand the cold and plays tough still for four quarters will come out with a dub.
And Dylan, for this senior class, the playoffs have kind of a new meaning now. It's win or go home and what will be many of their last games playing football. How does your perspective kind of change in your senior season on the playoffs?
I don't think it really changed. I've always known win or go home, but this is the last chance to be with those guys on high school field, so I think the ante has been upped, and we're playing like it.
Hey, Dylan, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck tomorrow against Westfield and the rest of the year.
We'll take
a quick song break here. Keep it tuned to 91.3 WHJE. All right, and that'll do it for us here on Howlin' Pound Sports Talk. Tune in 2 weeks from now. We'll have another show. Thank you to our guests, Charlie Maurer and Dylan Downing. Keep it tuned here to 91.3 WHJE.